G'day all, welcome to the Social Fishing Googong Dam Report for July 2023. We're definitely in the heart of the hard to fish winter. Second month we're leading into now, and it has been quite challenging for the big green fish through the latter part of June. And we'll get onto that a little bit further in the report. The particulars: the dam is sitting at 100% and just lapping over the spillway. Water clarity is still pretty good. We've had some influx of rain, so it did muddy it up a little bit, but towards the end of the month, it has cleared to 1 to 1.5-ish metres, and it's looking pretty good overall in terms of water conditions. Even with that flow, hasn't muddied up too much. However, that coolness has really set in, so the temperature of the water is primarily in the single digits, high single digits, but still pretty cool. The more the water volume, the higher the temperature has been sitting compared to the drought of many, many years ago. So that's the positive. However, the dead of winter generally means the cod do slow down. So we continue to see a slowing towards the end of June, and it definitely has set in and it's continued, and it has been a mixture of the weather patterns as well. However, that cold has really, really been the clincher. There have been some big fish caught, mainly towards the middle part of last month, and really tapered off since then. But there have been some big cod caught, and it's been on various different lures and techniques. So techniques, I should say, mainly it appears to be casting against the edge, so slower the better in terms of that, so not too much difference there. But the type of lure, there have been some big fish caught, and some notable really big meteries in terms of their girth and also length. So we've had big fish caught on smaller, lighter plastic swim baits up against the edge, higher up in the water column, as well as spinner baits have accounted for a couple large fish. We've had fish up to 127 centimeters. And had a couple that were over the meter mark, but just those true barrels. So it's more of putting the lure in the right place at the right time rather than the actual lure at this time of year particularly. Those fish that want to eat are going to eat. It's just finding those periods. And unfortunately, due to the conditions, it has been quite choppy and changey. But we've also had an extended period of very nice days. And generally, when you think about that in winter, and I've even said it before many a time, that they're the days that you want to go out and have a good go at it, because that stability in terms of the water heating up can lead to some good fishing. But it has been a little bit opposite. So I'm good enough to say that I have been wrong in this instance. I didn't actually predict this too much, but it's been more so the erratic weather patterns. Yes, it's been calm for consecutive days, but we've had temperatures that have been almost spring-like, but then turn with the wind and be very, very cold, and have outdoor temperatures, you know, 7 and 8 degree mark. So things haven't quite lined up on that aspect. And the fishing, unfortunately, has been the same. The cod have been very, very spooky, and they've getting very, very scared of anything. No matter what you're throwing at them, it seems most of the time that they'll just be spooked away. There have been some surface attempts by fish. And when I was out there, I actually had some surface activity, but it still didn't result in any captures. There was more so they've been following and not really committing. So you've seen some boils here or there reported as well. But subsurface, it has been quite tough too. So just that general winter grind, I suggest just continue heading out there and actually start picking those days which are pretty crappy. There have been some big fish caught, particularly last year, towards the end of the season, in pretty nasty weather. So if that's anything to go by, that could be the key to get them going. But in real sense, the Murray cod are just going to be slow. So you just want to be out there, continue casting and moving. That's the biggest thing, finding that single active fish if there is one active. So there's not too much of a secret there. It's been pretty much part and parcel over the last couple of reports, just covering the water, casting, moving, and hopefully they do switch on with a little bit of a pattern. And that generally tends to happen a little bit later in winter, that you might get that little bit of a flurry as they're coming into that springtime period, generally that last month of winter in August. The last few weeks are generally pretty good, but it could turn any time. So the short of it, just get out there and keep trying. However, even though the cod have been a bit slow, the golden perch actually surprisingly were pretty active in my last trip out there. So I managed to get a few just on lipless crankbaits working the bottom. There was a lot of golden movement, and they are starting to pile up on the shallows as well, primarily up on the edge. So if you do have the assisted live technology or just your sounder in your 2D, it really pays to have a close look at those clumped up fish. The little bit bigger they are, they're generally going to be goldens versus the redfin. Even though there are some big redfin getting about, there actually have been quite a bit of golden schooling up, and it's generally a little bit earlier than usual. And I think it's due to that wild pattern that we have and those few extended long warmer days. So take advantage of that. When I was out there, it was beautiful weather, really, really calm. The water was up to just over 11 degrees, and it was just beautiful. And the radiant of the heat up on the bank was really, really, really warm. So it almost felt like a mid-spring day, and it was just fantastic. But that didn't mean good fishing for the cod, but it actually meant really good fishing for the goldens. So do think about the goldens, because they're often forgot about in winter, as well as the redfin, because they are going great guns. And I found just working the bottom was just dynamite for the golden perch. And they, when they do flurry, they generally flurry in a short period of time. So do try and take advantage of it and just have those bottom-dwelling lures ready to go. The blades are a fantastic option. Obviously, the lipless crankbaits like your Jackals or your Rapala Ripping Rats and such. So, yeah, I found that it was more of that slightly slower technique, but there were some erratic jigs, but they grabbed it off the bottom. And coupling that with some bigger redfin as well, there was bigger redfin schooling up, and they were around the golden perch too, and we did see some cod move through, but like I said, they were very, very quiet and very spooky. So there's plenty of action to be had, and there's been quite a few trout caught as well walking the banks, and that has been primarily from the main end of Googong, so the northern end, and they've just been walking pretty much everywhere. And it's a mixture of people chucking fly and some smaller lures. There's been quite a few rainbows caught, so plenty of action to be had outside the cod. Plenty of redfin up in their 40 range. I didn't get them that big, but in that 30, mid 30, slightly larger range, pushing the 40. But really, really well conditioned, and they've really haven't missed a beat over the last couple of months, and they continue to go pretty well even in the middle of winter. And they are a cold water fish, but you do generally see a bit of a slowdown, and as I've mentioned in the previous reports, more of ones and twos in terms of those bigger ones. But I find those slightly bigger ones have been schooled up quite well in numbers and being able to catch a heap. So plenty of action to be had overall. Obviously, not a lot of weed growth. However, there has been quite a bit of algae that is pushed up in some of those corners which aren't flowing as much as well. So not a huge amount, but just a little bit. And that just indicates those warmer days. So if you find that algae as well, that can be a great key for some warmer water. So yes, it might visually not look so good, and particularly as it warms in spring. However, that generally means that there's a bit of warmer water around. Too many W's there, but yeah, just keep that in mind, because often people just don't want to fish areas like that because it might be a bit smelly, or you know, just might not look good, and they think the fish might not be around it, but it's actually quite the opposite. So yeah, it's pretty straightforward at the moment. Just try and keep warm, be out there, and mix the species. That's the big key for the moment. And when I head out next, hopefully it's sooner rather than later, I'm going to be continually doing the same thing. I'll be chucking against the banks in the morning, trying to find out where the fish are sitting at that particular time. They have been a little bit askew. They have been right up on the edge, but also have seen fish activity of the big cod a little bit deeper. So yes, they've gone into the winter slumber, but I still have a feeling that it's just not quite set into their routine. So that could turn at any time. So that's why I like to go out and always cast the morning, work the banks parallel, keep it in the strike zone. And it's really, really good if you can just see what's happening and where in the water column they're sitting, because that's going to indicate how far you push them throughout the day. So golden perch just working the edges too, so it's pretty much just an edge session. The redfin perch have been sitting in about 4 meters of water, 3 to 4 meters of water, so that slightly deeper area. So if you've got the advantage of that technology, just looking around those redfin schools and seeing the activity of cod, that could be a good key as well. So just cast the edges. Obviously top water for the Murray cod, I still think that's going to be quite interesting in the latter months of the cod season, and I really do think that that's going to hit its straps at some point. So fingers crossed for that, but the percentages are obviously not that great with that. So unweighted plastics up on the edge, particularly as they're this spooky, is a good option that has been sought after by one of our members in the group here, who has been doing quite well and not being shy to tell people about the methods he's been using. So thank you for that. And yeah, going vertical, obviously very, very high chance of getting some activity if those fish are in an iffy mood, and not iffy, but more of a playful mood and fired up with that slightly warmer weather. Golden perch just probably going to be your best bet overall in terms of native, but don't discount the redfin and also that trout. So it's been all over the shop, so it's just looking for that warmer water. So again, I say it quite often, the spots really don't matter. It's about finding that particular comfortable water parameter or parameters for the fish, and being tucked up in the bays, that warmer water, as I mentioned earlier with some of that algae that's building up, that's where I'd be starting. But just the rocks and that really hard, dense, clayey sort of bank that holds the heat a little bit more is what I would be really looking at if you want a mixture of species and opportunities, especially if you're only going out there for a short period. So there's quite a lot in that. I don't know how many breaths I took, but hopefully you got something out of this and continuing on and pursuing that big fish or two, or the big schools of fish, or whatever it might be, whatever floats your boat this time of year. But plenty of options. Go out there. Hopefully we see some cracking fish in the group again. See ya.